This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
And we've got in the studio our next guest. We've got Michael Earp, who is here to talk about his new book, Kindred, 12 Queer Love Stories. Welcome to the show, Michael.
Thank you for having me.
And congratulations. Now, this is your third time?
Third time.
Good, yeah. And each time, the two before, you've been talking about this book coming, and here it is, Michael.
Here it is. I can finally hold it in my hand.
I had to touch it because I feel as if I'm involved in it in some strange
mythical
way.
Mythical thing it's now.
But, like, congratulations, because, you know, it's hard putting a book together. You do work for a publisher, but it's totally separate to all of this, all of that.
Oh, I don't currently work for a publisher. They work for me now.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Look at you. So just tell people about the bit of the journey that you went on to get this book up.
Sure. So a couple of years ago now, another anthology was published, which is called Begin and Begin, which was designed to showcase Australian authors writing for teenagers.
Yep.
And at the time, everyone was very excited about it, and they still are. It's a wonderful collection. But people asked me if I had thought about editing a collection, and I thought maybe I could, but if I did, I'd have to make a dedicated queer version, because that's basically how my life works. I see something I like and I want to make it queer. And so I sort of put my mind to it and wrote a list of the authors that I would love to be involved, and started asking some of them, and then I pitched to some publishers, and when I got a deal, I then went through the long process of getting all of them to write original stories for this collection. So
and give us an example of some of the stories that are in the book.
Oh, it's fantastic. So I'll read the whole list of authors first.
Sure.
Because it's an incredible list. Jackie Brown, Claire G. Coleman. I have contributed a story myself.
Oh, really? We have to read one of your stories?
Only if you want. You can skip mine. The thing I love about this is that I can gush over it endlessly, because it's predominantly not my work.
Yep.
So I'm so proud of this and so happy it exists. Alison Evans, Aaron Goff, Benjamin Law, Omar Sakar, Christos Tolkis, Ellen Van Nierven, Marley Jane Ward, Jen Wild, and Nevo Zizan. So it's just such a brilliant contributor list, and they've all written such varied stories. There's a bit of fantasy in there, there's a bit of speculative sci-fi, contemporary realism. There's hints of romance in some of them, and others have nothing to do with romance. Lots of friendship stories. They're all about finding your community, basically. Yep.
So reading them, you know, it's a queer writer. It's a queer story per se, each one.
Yes, each one. So basically I wanted queer writers to write a queer young adult story for teenagers, and so some of them, the queerness is the central discussion point, and others it's just incidental, and these are just queer people
just
having
fact.
This particular adventure.
Yep.
So
now how, you know, like it's hard enough just getting it the book published, but what do you do next? You know, how do you get the word out there, or apart
I
from coming
don't
on
stop talking about it to anyone who will listen. I hand out flyers pretty much on the street, basically. As much as I can. I've got a book launch coming up in just over a week, actually. It's on Wednesday the 29th of May. And I decided that I just wanted the biggest, most spectacular book launch ever. So I booked the Melba Spiegel tent.
Oh, one in Collingwood.
Collingwood.
Wonderful venue.
And I've got a Filmer Box to host the night, so we'll have a wonderful MC. And then I thought, well, because the book's aimed at teenagers, I really wanted teens involved, so I've managed to book two teen drag performers, so we'll get to see teenage drag. Mm. And then I've also
baby drag
love it. And I've also got some queer teens to actually read excerpts from the stories because, yeah, we could have the authors read it themselves, but I thought it would be fantastic to have teenagers read it.
And so this is, you actually pay to come to this event?
Oh, yeah. Tickets are $10.
Yep.
Or you can buy a $35 ticket, which includes the book.
Right. Okay. So, there are tickets that
you... There are tickets available.
Right. So is there a website to go to?
Yes.
How do you book?
Head to the melbourspiegeltent.com website. And that has all of the details there. I also have pay it forward tickets available where you can buy a ticket on behalf of a teenager or someone facing financial hardship.
Brilliant.
And if you are a teenager or someone facing financial hardship, you can just contact me directly and say you're interested in one of those tickets and I'll allocate one to you.
Okay, so what date is that?
That is the 29th of May.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Wednesday night.
Wednesday the 29th of May.
At the Spiegel Tent.
And how are you going to get the book out there? You know, like it's for schools or...
Well, it's...
And in bookshops.
It will be in bookshops. Its official release date is June the 1st, but it will actually be in bookshops from tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
Because that's the way publishing works.
Yep.
So you can look out for it in all your local bookshops, and if you don't see it, ask them to get it in. But then hopefully school suppliers will be pitching it to their schools because, yeah, I really want this to reach the teenagers that it was designed for.
That's who it's written for, yeah.
So what's it called again, Michael?
Kindred, 12 Queer Love Oz YA Stories.
Right, brilliant. Well, again, congratulations.
Thank you.
And you're like, I can't wait for you the next book to come out.
Fantastic.
Brilliant.
Thank you.
Thank you. Now, Neil, we've got a new member that's just signed up.
Another one signed up, great.
We've got Kevin from Point Cook just signed up for a family membership.
Thank you, Kevin.
And so Kevin will go in the draw to win the weekend prize, which is 2 return tickets from Melbourne to LA, donated by our friends at United Airlines, valued at $3,000.
You have to be a member today, sign up to get that chance. It has to be today.
By midnight tonight. So, and then the winner will be announced on the drive show tomorrow. And besides that, there are actually daily prizes this time radiothon.
Yep.
So every day there will be prizes given away.
That's true.
You know, and so listen out to the drive shows every day.
But forget about them. Do it now.
Do it now. Do it during our show.
Not
competitive at all.
Why wouldn't you want to win that trip to LA? And thanks to United Airlines. Also, every member that signs up gets a $200 dental voucher from Hampstead Dental and a $100 car service voucher from City G.
So everyone's a winner, really.
Yep.
And even if you still go in the prize draw, which is that there is a major prize draw still for the whole radiothon.
That's right.
Actually, 2 $5,000 vouchers for Hampstead Dental.
Uh-huh.
So we will all be having white shiny teeth.
You can have the full Hollywood smile with that.
So please, and thank you again to Kevin in Point Cook for your family membership. But come on, people, this is the art show, one of the few arts programs, and Michael will vouch for this. You know, like, how often can you get to exposure like this, Michael?
You're supporting the arts.
Not regularly. I love this art show.
Yeah.
That's why I keep coming back myself.
You keep coming back, exactly. So if you want us to stay on air, please become a member today.
Support the radio station that supports the art show, that supports the artists.
Exactly. And I'm sure Michael will be back again when you have your next project in the pipeline.
I'm sure,
yes. Thank you so much for coming in again, Michael.
Thank you.
You're on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.